afternoon. Welcome back. 3:49, 7:30 a.m., 102.9 FM, WTNT, The Truth. It's Andy Parks live from the Washington Times. And it's time for the Robbins Report with Jim Robbins, Washington Times senior editorial writer. Hello, Jim.
Hey, Andy. Great bumper music. More cowbell.
That's it, man. Gotta have it. Gotta have it. I need my fix once in a while, you know? Certain songs that sort of get me fired up a little bit, you know? All right, speaking of fired up, Benjamin Netanyahu, here's a guy that I've interviewed 20 times, I still can't say his name right. Benjamin Netanyahu, a little fired up this week. Actually, you know, and I'm serious about that, I've interviewed him many times over the years, but I don't think I've seen him more intense than this week. And I know that you've been a part of AIPAC, and you've been following this all week. Give me your thoughts on him.
Yeah, I was attending AIPAC for the Washington Times and saw Prime Minister Netanyahu's speech last night. It was really amazing. I mean, the man had total command of the audience, and he was very confident. I mean, he's a great speaker anyway, but I think especially so. And if you saw the footage of his meeting with the president earlier in the day, with the two men sitting there, I mean, President Obama was looking kind of tired. He was speaking slowly, just being very careful in what he said, kind of hesitant. Prime Minister Netanyahu, very relaxed, looking very much like a winner. And I think over the past 3 years of their relationship, he's played a very slow game, but a very deliberate one. And now I think the White House has completely come around to his way of thinking.
Yeah, well, I don't think they had much of a choice, did they?
Well, not now, because of various factors. Number one, it's an election year, and there are some people in the Democratic coalition who just, you know, aren't very happy with Mr. Obama's performance on Middle East issues. And secondly, I think 3 years after the president said that he would extend the hand of friendship if the Iranians would unclench the fist, there's been absolutely no substantive response from Iran, and pretty much have to conclude that outreach is dead. I mean, it just didn't work.
Yeah, yeah. Although we got the indication on, I believe it was on Sunday, that Obama may have been working on something behind the scenes, or he was alluding to something going on the diplomatic front. Did you take anything away from that?
Well, just now, I just now read that the Iranians are saying that they might be willing to have some talks, and so that some kind of negotiations are imminent. Whether that's just them buying time or whether it's, you know, skillful diplomacy, I would say it's probably them buying time, because there was a lot of talk in recent weeks and months about an Israeli strike, or, you know, what would the U.S. do about it. Prime Minister Netanyahu saying that they reserve the right to act independently and things like this. It looked like there was a lot of momentum to have a military solution to Iran's nuclear program. So the best way to defuse that is for the mullahs to say, okay, sure, we'll talk to you. And then that derails everything. So I think that's what he was talking about.
Yeah. You know, in the past, I was just thinking, you and I have talked about North Korea in the past, and it seems as if every time North Korea rattles the saber a little bit, they get some kind of payoff. Would that be possible with Iran? Not that I necessarily want to go down that path, but could you buy them?
I seriously doubt it. Anyway, it didn't work with the North Koreans.
No, it never worked.
We would pay them off, and then they would keep building their nuclear weapon, and then ultimately they tested one. So we could maybe pretend that we were doing that, or the Iranians could set a condition.
Yeah.
But they're just going to keep doing what they're doing.
Yeah. All right, so Netanyahu says, you know, we're running out of time. What did you take from that? Are we looking at, you know, a month, 2 months, 3 months? What are we looking at?
Hard to say, but I'll tell you, the U.S. election is a key point of leverage in this whole thing, because if Israel makes a move, President Obama is going to have a very important decision, which is back their play or don't. And if he doesn't, then that issue goes entirely over to the Republican side. It makes Mr. Obama look weak. I mean, it could really be the crisis that decides the election, at least in terms of foreign policy. So from Israel's point of view, if they're going to do something, they should do it sooner rather than later while they still have that leverage.
Yeah. I mean, if you look at the record on foreign policy, we're now looking at a situation in Iraq where Al-Qaeda is resurfacing. You've got Afghanistan. He looks weak there because of the apology and the subsequent killings. He's got the situation in Israel with Netanyahu, and then he's got John McCain coming out yesterday calling for air attacks in Syria. He's got a full plate.
He certainly does. I mean, he's trying to run on the, you know, bin Laden is dead ticket, right? I mean, that's his major issue. And yes, granted, that was a good achievement. But when you pile up all the other things that are going on right now and that the next president will have to face, it's quite a problem because you can't kill bin Laden again. He's already gone.
Yeah, well, true. CBS News now reporting that Iran says it will allow UN inspectors access to a secret military complex where the UN nuclear agency suspects the secret atomic work has been carried out. You buying that?
They'll probably let them into part of it, but not all of it. They'll probably show them something, but not everything. Again, it's exactly what the North Koreans did with UN inspectors. They let them in a little bit, you know, they show them something, and then they leave, and then they test the nuclear weapon.
Yeah. All right, well, listen, out of time, but thank you very much for the update on the whole Israeli situation. I know that I haven't had a chance to watch it all. I know you have, and it has been, what I've looked at anyway, has been riveting this week, and I agree with you on Benjamin Netanyahu and his performance. I think it's sincere, and I think it displays the urgency that it requires.
Absolutely. And if people can see, you know, there were Republicans and Democrats speaking at AIPAC. It was quite an event. Very interesting.
Yep. All right, Jim, thank you. We'll talk next week.
Okay, thanks, Andy.
See you. Jim Robbins, the Robbins Report here at the Washington Times. Jim is a senior editorial writer.